Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India-Indonesia relations are not just geopolitical but also dates back thousands of years. In his remarks during Maha Kumbhabhishekam of Sri Sanatana Dharma Alayam in Jakarta, Indonesia yesterday, Mr. Modi said India and Indonesia are connected through culture, civilizational ties and spirituality. He added that whenever an Indian visits the temples in Indonesia like Pragambanam Temple, they are reminded of Kashi and Kedarnath.
हमारे ओडिशा राज्य में आज भी बाली यात्रा को सेलिब्रेट किया जाता है। ये उत्सव उन प्राचीन समुद्री यात्राओं से जुड़ा है जो कभी भारत इंडोनेशिया को व्यापारिक और सांस्कृतिक रूप से जोड़ती थी। आज भी भारत के लोग जब हवाई यात्रा के लिए गरुड़ इंडोनेशिया में बैठते हैं तो उन्हें उसमें भी हमारी साझा संस्कृति के दर्शन होते हैं।
The Prime Minister extended his congratulations to all devotees of Lord Murugan in Indonesia and around the world on the occasion of the Maha Kumbhabhishekam of the Jakarta Temple. The NCCA certificate examination was successfully conducted under the aegis of NCC Group Kohima across multiple locations in Nagaland yesterday. The exams were held in Dimapur, Kohima Mokokchung and Sainik School Pungla. A press release issued by PRO Defence said that altogether 896 cadets of the junior division and junior wings appeared for the NCC examination.
The examination is a crucial milestone for the cadets as it assesses their understanding of NCC training, drill, map reading and other essential subjects. The successful completion of this examination will enable them to earn the A certificate, which is a recognition of their training and an important step in their journey within the NCC. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Brigadier Shantanu P. Menkar, Group Commander, visited and inspected the Kohima Center at Don Bosco Higher Secondary School and encouraged the cadets to continue upholding the ideals of NCC, which is unity and discipline. At the other locations, officials from NCC units visited and supervised the examination to ensure its smooth and fair conduct. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with Akashvani, launched a special classical music program, Har Kanth Mein Bharat, at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. This program will be broadcast live from 21 Akashvani centers every day until February 16 from 9:30 to 10 a.m. The event was inaugurated by the Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Arunesh Chawla, and the CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, was also present on the occasion. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, Mr. Chawla mentioned that Har Kanth Mein Bharat will provide a platform for young artists to showcase their talent to the nation.
हर कंठ में भारत संस्कृति मंत्रालय और ऑल इंडिया रेडियो के बीच एक संयुक्त प्रयास है इसके तहत जो हमारे यंग कलाकार हैं जिन्हें पुरस्कृत किया गया है उन्हें मौका दिया जाएगा कि हर क्षेत्र में अपनी अपनी कलाओं के अनुसार और अपने दक्षता और अपने एरिया के अनुसार परफॉर्मेंस दे सकें कंठ में भारत के माध्यम से देश भर में हमारी जितनी क्लासिकल फोक और उस तरह के जो हमारी परफॉर्मिंग आर्ट्स हैं और जो हमारा म्यूजिक है उन सब
India's ambitious mission to send scientists to explore the depths of the ocean in specially designed submersible Samudrayaan got a boost with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocating 600 crore rupees for the deep ocean mission. The mission involves mapping deep ocean flows and developing technologies like a manned submersible with 6,000 meters water depth rating. It also involves exploration of deep sea mining for sustainable utilization of deep sea bioresources and developing engineering designs for offshore thermal energy driven desalination plants. The finance minister also allocated 1,329 crores for Mission Mausam, an Earth Sciences Ministry initiative to improve weather forecasting capabilities. ISRO's attempts to place the NVS-02 satellite in the desired orbit suffered a setback after the thrusters on both the spacecraft failed to fire, the space agency said yesterday. The NVS-02 satellite, which was crucial for India's space-based navigation system, was launched on January 29 on board the GSLV Mark II rocket, which was ISRO's 100th launch from the spaceport at Sriharikota. The satellite is orbiting the Earth in an elliptical geosynchronous transfer orbit, GTO, which is not suitable for the navigation system. And India has retained the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets in the final match at the Biomass Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Gongadi Trisha's unbeaten innings of 44 runs helped the Nikki Prasad-led Indian team to chase the target of 83 runs in the 12th over. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.